July 27th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Way to Know. If a man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. John 7:17. The golden rule for understanding spiritually is not intellect, but obedience. If a man wants scientific knowledge, intellectual curiosity is his guide. But if he wants insight into what Jesus Christ teaches, he can only get it by obedience. If things are dark to me, then I may be sure there is something I will not do. Intellectual darkness comes through ignorance. Spiritual darkness comes because of something I do not intend to obey. No man ever receives a word from God without instantly being put to test over it. We disobey and then wonder why we don't go on spiritually. Quote, if when you come to the altar, end quote, said Jesus, quote, there you remember your brother hath aught against you. Don't say another word to me, but first go and put that thing right, end quote. The teaching of Jesus hits us where we live. We cannot stand as humbugs before him for 1 second. He educates us down to the scruple. The Spirit of God unearths the spirit of self-vindication. He makes us sensitive to things we never thought of before. When Jesus brings a thing home by his word, don't shrink it. If you do, you will become a religious humbug. Watch the things you shrug your shoulders over, and you will know why you do not go on spiritually. First go. At the risk of being thought fanatical, you must obey what God tells you. That's the end of Oswald's text. Interestingly enough, most of us in our church setting and in our spiritual walk with the Lord try to understand God thoroughly with our minds. We spend time, hours, weeks, months, years in Bible studies and church services, listening to sermons and other messages. And we try to figure God out. We try to figure out what his will is for our life, and we try to figure out what we must do to please him and how we must live our lives according to what we read and understand with our mind. Understanding with the mind is appropriate when we're trying to discover things of nature, things about science, and things about God's creation. But understanding God himself is not something that can ever be done in the head. It must be done in the heart. Just as we have relationships with other people, we must strive to understand them in their heart and receive the love that comes from their heart, not their head, and respond to that love from our heart, not our head. It would be impossible to have a relationship here on earth with anyone strictly from an intellectual perspective. We might have an acquaintance or a friendship. We might be able to exchange interesting ideas and thoughts, but we could never have a meaningful relationship. Meaningful relationships stem from vulnerability, releasing, and revealing who we are to the ones with whom we're with and receiving from them who they are. But beyond that is actually accepting the differences that we encounter as we express each other's thoughts and each other's innermost being. We can't ever hope to be close to God unless we are willing to become as up close and personal as we are willing to become with our most significant other. And even in our most significant other relationships, we have difficulty in totally putting the other's interests before our own. It is important that we understand that we can never really please God until we have a deep, intimate, passionate relationship with him, because in essence, that's the only thing he wants from us. It's the only reason for which he created us. He had everything else except up close and personal relationships from those who started without a knowledge of him and had the opportunity to respond to him when he made overtures of love toward them. Let go and let God receive all of your heart. Strive to develop an affection, a deeply intimate affection for your God, and you will be amazed at how your life is transformed before your eyes and the eyes of all who would see. And Jesus Christ will become visible for the first time to all who get near you.